I talk about Science Park being organic. It is bigger than any of us. It is a living organism. It is a beacon in sometimes a barren plain.
My car was broken into, and all I kept thinking was, my daughter's going to science. My house got broken into, and I kept saying, my daughter's going to science.
As a boy who survived from a civil war in Liberia, I came to Science Park High School, not knowing much English. I was scared and frightened. But on my first day of school, when I walked into the atrium, I saw all these different students with different languages and culture. That moment, I knew that I belonged here. I knew that I found a second place to call my home.
The student came up to me and she said, "You're beautiful," and I smiled really widely, and that phrase translated as, "You're accepted. You're safe." I was so happy. I felt at home.
Science Park High School students have made the school the number one in the district.
Our school plans to broaden its already rigorous curriculum with the incorporation of 23 new AP courses.
Currently, it is the only school in the district to offer organic chemistry.
Members maintain exceptional GPAs while participating in frequent service projects, such as donating clothes to Japan, in an effort to benefit the school, community, and our world.
When I look at the reward for coming to Science High School, I feel that it's all worth it. Like, I have to wake up earlier just to get on those two buses to get here, but at the end of the day, it's worth it because of the education, because of the academics that I'm introduced to, and the people.
Our kids come from all over the city. They come from many different struggling backgrounds, just like I did when I was a kid here. And they work so incredibly hard at being excellent, at working hard, staying up late, going through all sorts of obstacles that many students never even have to think about.
Accepted to Cornell University, Georgetown University,
and Boston University with a scholarship.
This school continues to grow and continues to live, so tell me that it's not a living organism.